how encouraging has it been to have basically everybody but Paul apparently in the last couple of months, especially with about a dozen new guys on the roster?
It's been really good, you know, to see the guys, you know, come in. And it's really, I think, a sign that we have, you know, veteran group here. You know, most of the guys needed to get back to get their families settled and their kids in school. Mm-hmm. But to see the gym, you know, with, you know, 10, 15 guys in it in mid-August was exciting. You know, they've been running and, you know, playing some 5-on-5. I think it's important in the sense that we have a lot of new faces that they have had the opportunity to play.
Any early impressions at this point? Anyone jumped out?
You know,
you?
Normally I don't even watch this.
Okay.
You know, because it's really the off season for our guys, and you know, you don't want them to, you don't want to judge them or anything,
one way or the other.
Well, you know, because if you get caught up in that too much, they won't come back next summer. You know, if they're sitting there saying, well, coach is questioning how I look and what I'm doing in August, I'm not you know, going back. I'll stay somewhere else and train. So, you know, I've watched it and I like what I'm seeing. I just like the fact that they are in there, they're running. They seem to be in pretty good shape. And, you know, I'll have my opportunity to really speak next Tuesday.
What have you seen from Jeff? Obviously, he was limited, I think, mm-hmm. most of the offseason with that. Is he 100%? Where is he at?
I think he's getting there. He's been allowed the last week to play full court without any restrictions. He started off slow. I think the month of July, wasn't really doing much. Towards the end of July, started to do some shooting. August, started to do a little bit more shooting. And late August and early September, our guys allowed him, the medical team allowed him to start playing full court. And he went from every other game to, you know, the last week or so, he's playing every game and it looks pretty good.
So is it fair to say that'll be something you'll have to manage, though, throughout training camp, knowing what he's gone through, what he played with apparently last season?
Well, you know, talking with our medical team yesterday, everybody's ready to go. And that was not said to me, that we will have to monitor, you know, his injury or his rehabilitation this summer. He should be ready to go. You know, all of our guys are, you know, pretty good right now as far as, you know, the medical, you know, bumps and bruises. They should be ready to go next week.
Miles Turner obviously had a great summer. Everybody was raving about him and down in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. What did you see? Have you seen him do anything more
spectacular? I see a kid that continues to grow and mature and get better. He is working on his game. He has been since the end of the playoffs last year. I think Miles may have taken a couple weeks off this summer, but he has been in the gym putting in time, you know, just working on the things that, you know, we've talked about and, you know, what he has experienced, what he experienced last season, you know, shooting the ball, putting the ball on the floor, you know, passing, post play, you know, just having an opportunity to play with the national team. Went out and saw him play there, you know, looked very comfortable. And I think he'll be a guy that will be representing the Olympic team in the near future.
Last thing, is there anything you do with your staff? Now back as the head guy, a team dinner with the coaching staff, kind of to set the tone for the season, anything formal like that you do for your guys before the season?
Well, we've had meetings. We haven't gone on a retreat or anything.
Sure.
Okay. You know, like that, to get away. We have the space we need right here at home. And, you know, we've been able to stay close and work with our guys, which is the most important thing. And then we've met after our workout. So, you know, we've had meetings and, you know, we've done all the things that you can do going away. What we need is right here. In Indiana, and the fact that we had so many guys here, it made more sense for us to stay here, work with our guys, and after our workouts, get in the gym and get ourselves prepared for training camp.